Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/relationships. Our first post of this episode comes from Mary1099 and it's titled My Long Distance GF, 21F, said she would block me if she finds out I'm, 22F, ugly. I've known her for 8 months and we've been together for 2 months. We're planning on meeting for the first time next week, and as we were talking about it, she said that she would block me on every social media and never talks to me if she finds that I'm ugly IRL. Since we've only seen each other through pics and video calls, she thinks it's gonna be different IRL. I was shocked, so I made a joke out of it, but she kept being serious until I said that it was a little mean to say that. She then told me she was joking, but is she? A little side note, she always says that she's ugly, every day. We'd be talking about SMTH and out of nowhere she sends me a pic or whenever there's a possibility that I might comment on how pretty she is. She says stuff like, why are you still with me when I look this ugly? Or just, here's your ugly GF. Or, do you still want to be with me? I keep telling her how pretty she is, but it's tiring when you have to do it every day. Now do you think this is her for me to be insecure so I never break up with her? Is this a way of manipulation or I'm just reading so much into it? TL. DR, my long-distance insecure GF joked about break up with me if she finds out I'm ugly IRL, and I think it's more than just a joke and it's her way of manipulating me. Edit. It just came to mind how she always comments on my looks in a bad way, but again I always took it as joke because she made it sound like one. Now with your comments I'm thinking maybe they were never a joke. The next post from C4PT Ainbury is titled My Boyfriend Won't Let Me Go. We've been together for 3.5 years and throughout the relationship he's never planned a date or bought me flowers. I have to initiate plans and beg him to make some kind of decision about what we're doing, but he never does and it's exhausting. He doesn't hold my hand. He doesn't walk me home in the nighttime. We live in the city. He knows and fully acknowledges that certain things that he doesn't do for me makes me sad and promises to do better, but he never has. He never made those changes. I've already made my decision and I told him I want to break up with him. I want more out of life for myself, and if he couldn't give me that, that's okay. We might just not be for each other, maybe we're simply not compatible. He refuses to let go and is promising to change. He keeps saying he'll start planning things and holding my hand and a bunch of other things, and I keep saying it shouldn't have taken this long and that I've waited for 3.5 years for these changes and they never came. I don't know what to do. He keeps saying he wants to hang out and see what we can do and that these are easy changes, but I know what I want to do and he's just not listening to me. I feel like I've mourned this relationship for a while now and I'm able to move on because I knew nothing would change and I was right, but he won't let me go. This is partly a rant, but I could really use some advice. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but he's genuinely not listening to a word I'm saying. TLDR. My boyfriend of 3.5 years has promised to make changes in the relationship but never made the effort. Now I'm breaking up with him and he's promising to change, but I want to just end things and he won't let me. The next post from Arish Dasu is titled He, 26, Found New Girl After 1 Day of Our Breakup. I felt really terrible about myself. I met this guy 3 years ago when I was 21. I was living in Philippines at that time. I got a job offer in Poland, so I tried to pursue it. While I was processing my papers, I met a guy who wants to visit my country. We talk a lot and become really good friends. After a few months, he picked me up when I arrive in Berlin. We had a nice time and really like this guy. He is the very first guy that I like and I gave everything to him. We met few more times, but after COVID everything was just online because he lives in the UK. My experience in Poland was terrible, but I went to Denmark just to stay here in Europe to be near him. We though that we should move together so that it will be easier for both of us. Then last month I went to Germany to study nursing because I really want to come to UK to be with him, even though I really want to continue my accounting degree. Last Saturday he asked me if I should just study in UK, but I don't have the money. I need to have at least £30,000, but here in Germany it's free. I told him we can just rent apartment here in Germany because his work is just online. He can just come back to UK after 3 months. Then after that he said we won't really work out and we should just be friends. Then suddenly he didn't talk to me, not until Monday. Then after that Wednesday come, he said he already found someone last Sunday and they met after matching on dating app. He said she likes this 20 years old girl and he told me she said to remove all of our photos and memorize and all chats. That's a huge blown outer for me. He didn't even try to fix anything. He just meet and kiss this girl after not even 1 hour knowing her. I know it was hard because of long distance, but I felt I was just nothing that can easily be forgotten. TL. DR He, 26, found new girl after 1 day of our breakup. The next post from Girl Needs Answer is titled Should I, 25F, stand my ground and not text my BF, 26. Dot. So, we had a fight. Which was so stupid. Basically, we talked, joked a bit and then all of a sudden, it was serious. So, we were discussing hypothetical situation. And I joked I would choose a pet over him, since he had said what if I didn't want a pet. And I, according to him, hesitated with my answers. The thing is, I was being relaxed and joked and just coming up with comebacks. He said I didn't put him first. In the end it turned out to be about priorities and apparently he isn't mine. Which is ridiculous. Now, usually, when we have fights like this, I would say it was my fault and try to understand his feelings and even apologize. Although it is almost never my fault. But he tends to take everything out of context. He tends to create a big deal out of most ridiculous things. And I understand he has had bad experiences with people close to him, so I give him that and I try to make him feel better. And even take a blame when I know it is not my fault. But this time I feel like it was definitely not my fault and he crossed boundaries. He even got mad once I used 3 different languages in a joke and he didn't understand it. And apparently it was an inappropriate moment to joke. Since it was an intimate moment, we were talking about our feeling, and that joke was minor one, I just slipped it in there. But when he does far worse it is not the same apparently. I had to apologize in the end again. And how he said things like, I know now what am I dealing with, I have heard enough, I will never ask that question again. So disappointed. I just thought the answer would be different. Etc. Also, apparently, I lashed out in the end and he had to control himself, as he didn't want to hurt me. BQs he could easily, and he doesn't want that. He has been saying that here and there during all this time we spent together. Like trust me, I could hurt you if I wanted. Emotionally, I mean, what is that? So, we haven't had contact for too long when it comes to us. And usually I am the one to break ice after these kind of situations, although he claims he is, which is not true, and now no one is reaching out. And I know I am right this time. And I don't want to give him the satisfaction of thinking I came back crawling again. I also know he will be thinking like I don't care about him, and stuff like that. I don't know what to do but I also don't want to be an idiot. I want to show him he was wrong and what his weird episodes do to me. Too many times I have doubted myself because of him TLDR. My boyfriend and I had a fight and I don't know should I reach out first, even though it is not my fault at all, and if I don't I will be risking how our relationship will move on from here. The next post from Brand New is titled I, 24M, feel insufficient towards my high-performing GF, 22F. TLDR, my failures combined with my girlfriend's success make me insecure in my relationship with her. I've been exclusively dating my GF for over a month now. For some context, we are both students in a top-tier law school. She is in her first year whereas I am a year from graduation. Personally, I've always thought that I didn't deserve to be in this program. I am not very hard-working, and despite my prestigious degree, which should make it easy for me to secure a summer position, I have so far failed to secure anything. On top of that, I feel like I'm pretty dumb in general and the intellectual gap is pretty evident in our interactions with each other. My girlfriend on the other hand has been absolutely killing it in her first year so far both academically and socially. I am super happy for her but I can't help feeling insecure over my own failures and I feel like it's affecting our relationship and our sex life. She is quite submissive which is what I usually like but in this case, how can I truly feel dominant if I consider myself as a failure when compared to her? I like her so much but it would suck if she eventually recognizes my incompetency and starts to lose her attraction towards me. Since I started dating her, I've been feeling so much stress to the point that I almost want to break up, just to relieve myself of the pressure. Am I being crazy? As a side note, law school sucks. Today's last post from SimSpidey is titled My Partner of 3 Years, F25, Broke Up With Me, M27, After Realizing They Were Gay. It's been a year and I'm still not over it. Dot. We still say, I love you, to each other to this day, because well we do. We lived an amazing life together for 3 years, we never fought, we never had problems. We had the perfect relationship, or so I thought. But it's been a year now since we broke up and I still don't find myself caring about anyone else. I still have no interest in dating other people, hooking up, etc. It's not even that I necessarily want them back in a sexual way, it's that we built such an intense bond and relationship that is still so strong to this day. I think something that scares me so much is now I see dating as, why bother? Like, why bother putting so much time and emotional energy and money into a relationship that can just end at no fault of your own? Why hurt myself like this again? Sorry, this is very rambly, but everywhere else I looked online said most people get over a breakup in under 3 months, and this now feels like these feelings won't ever go away. TL;DR had a perfect relationship that ended at the fault of no one, still not over it a year later, and still have no interest at all in anyone else.